Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
For many women, pregnancy means making choices. Should you eliminate caffeine from your diet, eat more fish, change your exercise routine, or all of the above? Now a new study from researchers at Yale University adds another question, this one about antidepressants during pregnancy, and it's the focus of our Common Health segment this week. The study adds to a growing body of evidence that antidepressants may elevate the risk of complications, including miscarriages, neonatal seizures, and preterm births. But some doctors say the risk is small and does not justify leaving a depressed mother unmedicated. But what should a pregnant mother confronting depression do? Joining us to help answer that question are two doctors who recently wrote about this for WBUR's Common Health blog. Dr. Orit Avni Baron is a psychiatrist and the founding director of the Women's Mental Health Service at the Fish Center for Women's Health at Brigham and Women's Hospital. And Dr. Baron, welcome to Radio Boston. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Also joining us by phone is Dr. Adam Urado. He's an assistant professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Tufts University School of Medicine. And Dr. Urado, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And let me start with you, Dr. Urado. Tell us what the recent study found about the risks of taking antidepressants during pregnancy. I mentioned a couple of them, but go a little more in depth into that.
So the recent study demonstrated that women on antidepressants during the pregnancy had increased rates of preterm birth. And this was a very interesting study for a couple of reasons. One, it showed the increased rates of preterm birth were just in the antidepressant exposed group. They did look at another group of women who had depression but were not on antidepressants. And in that group, we didn't see the increased rates of preterm birth. It appears to be when we compare depressed pregnant women on the medication that those women have higher rates of complications when we compare them to the depressed group that's not taking medication.
I see. Now, Dr. Baron, you've identified some risks associated with women who discontinue their antidepressants when they become pregnant, particularly when there's an abrupt discontinuation of their medication.
Correct.
What are these risks?
It's important to remember that many women actually stop the medication abruptly because in about 50% of the cases, the pregnancy is unplanned. And because most women don't want to take medications during pregnancy, they simply stop. There's a major difference between stopping the medication slowly, if it's advised, and stopping the medication abruptly. When done abruptly, the risk of relapse of the underlying problem for which the antidepressant was prescribed goes way up. The symptoms can be very, very unpleasant. They can be physical. They can be emotional. And in some cases, some women actually develop suicidal thoughts. And for this reason, it's very important to really weigh the risks and the benefits of taking an antidepressant. And if there is a decision not to take an antidepressant or to stop, the women need to be aware of the potential risks of that as well.
Mm. And Dr. Baron, do we know roughly how many pregnant women are on antidepressants?
About 10% or 1 in 10 women.
So it's a large number.
Absolutely.
I see. Now, Dr. Urado, you believe women aren't getting the full story about their antidepressants. You've referred to this as a large, uncontrolled experiment on human development. Can you explain that?
The key really is to get information to pregnant women and information to the public on this issue. And from my reading of the literature on this, I'm very concerned about what I see as a steady stream in study after study of demonstration of complications associated with antidepressant use by pregnant women. The data shows that these appear to be associated with an increased rate of miscarriage, as well as increased rates of birth defects, increased rates of preterm birth, increased rates of decreased growth in the baby, preeclampsia, and then after birth, multiple other issues, including this issue of the newborn behavioral syndrome with immediate problems after birth of the babies. And again, the numbers are large. If we look at 5% or 10% of U.S. pregnant women, that's 200,000 to 400,000 pregnant women a year. We don't know what the long-term effects are on the developing brain of exposure to these antidepressants during the embryonic and the fetal period.
Dr. Barron, let me come back to you. You spoke about the risks of abrupt discontinuation of antidepressants. I mean, do you agree with the basic sense of what Dr. Urata was describing there about the risks of these antidepressants?
I think that just like any other medication, there are some risks that are associated with taking antidepressants in general, and of course during pregnancy, and I think there's no debate that it is important to be aware of those risks. It is also very important to be aware of the risks of having untreated depression or anxiety. Anxiety is another indication for antidepressants use during pregnancy. And those risks are not small. Being depressed or anxious, in my book, is not the same as just feeling blah or not or feeling a little anxious. Those are real diseases with a lot of suffering. And one of the main problems is that there's a lot of stigma involved in an expectation of a woman to just pull herself out of it without understanding that the symptoms can be very severe and interfere with a woman's ability to function. If a woman is too depressed to get her prenatal care, or she doesn't have enough energy to think about what she's going to put in her mouth, the baby is exposed to other risks. In addition, if she doesn't take antidepressant or doesn't get treatment, she might try to alleviate her symptoms in other ways, using alcohol or buying something over the counter that is considered by many lay people as safe, but is not necessarily safe. In addition to all of that, there are some risks that have been shown to be associated with depression and anxiety themselves if they're untreated during pregnancy. There's more nausea, there's more vomiting to the woman during pregnancy. There's a risk of preterm labor, especially in anxious women, more than depressed. Low birth weight has been shown to be also a problem with depression that is untreated during pregnancy. The assessment of the baby, the Apgar score, the well-being of the baby right after he's delivered, seems to be lower. And there are enduring emotional and cognitive changes in babies of women who were depressed during pregnancy or very anxious and didn't get treatment.
Well, so let me come to this very, very basic question. I mean, I'm talking to two people who are both very knowledgeable, obviously, and know this field of study very well, but I'm not sure what the answer would be, what I would advise a sister or a wife or a good friend who was pregnant, depressed, and on antidepressants. Dr. Urata, let me come back to you.
What they need more than anything is information, and accurate information. And what I'm trying to draw attention to is that if you look into the literature, it's very concerning. Time and again, we're seeing complications with the use of these drugs by pregnant women.
We all agree that we never want to give a woman a medication that she doesn't need. The question is, what's going on with the woman? What's going on with the baby? This is not mother versus baby, as sometimes people try to kind of present the situation. It's important to remember the woman is not just a human incubator for the baby, and her well-being is very important. This is an individual kind of decision. You have to sit with the information. You need to know all the information for and against taking a medication. And then you need to make a decision, preferably with your partner, based on your history, your risk, what's going to happen to you if you don't take the medication? Because sometimes the illness can be worse than the potential side effects or concerns and risks of the treatment.
That's Dr. Orit Avni Barron. She's a psychiatrist and the founding director of the Women's Mental Health Service at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Dr. Barron, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And Dr. Adam Urata, assistant professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Tufts University School of Medicine. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and thanks for focusing attention on this issue.
And there's more information about this particular study, as well as both of our guests' common health posts at RadioBoston.org.
Up next, Sick in Massachusetts. We'll take a deep dive into attitudes about the cost and quality of healthcare right here in the Bay State. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.